It's 23rd January 2025. The weather here is high is 72 and low is 53.
Okay, right now 59 in Celsius. 22 is the high maximum and 12 is the minimum, and currently 15 degrees. So that's the weather. And sunny day. Many sunny days are coming, continuing. But last night there was rain shower, late night. I think it's really good. Continue to clean. Cleaning is going on, and daytime is nice weather. So everything is wonderful, great. And whenever circumstances-wise, not great, but we will always, confession is to be good, excellent side, because billions of things are really moving fine, really. And sometimes few things are not going well, then we don't want to focus on those three things which seems to be not moving in right direction, seems to be. But we know that these three will also come in alignment with the heavenly flow, and the billions of things are moving in fine direction, wonderful direction. And we need God's favor, God's grace. Again, I'm encouraging all the believers, leaders, to tap into this all grace. And God made it so simple that even the fools don't err therein. And that is connected with sowing seed. God doesn't need money, but he just made it like this. Just like Romans 10:9, somehow he says, this is it, these two things, then thou shalt be saved. So in the same way, God made it that honoring God first. And why we do that is so that he can abound all of his grace. And when all of grace is happening, because we obey, we listen to, incline to the Father's wisdom and what Father has set it up in this creation, then he is able to make every possible grace, his favor, not few drops of it, but abound towards you, the sower, that you have all sufficiency, satisfaction in all things. Amazing. Nothing is missed in this list. God's perfect list, that you may abound unto good works. So abundance of good works. So that is also connected to when God's all of his favor to abound towards me, then that will ignite the abundance of good works. Many people being saved, all good things, all good works. And outreach will be included in that list. Labors will be included in that list. All good treasures, all excellent things are included in this package. All grace that Father abound towards you. Heavily connected, just like thou shalt be saved. If you do this with your mouth, and if you believe this thing, he's giving very specific information. So I think one of the key elements or truth, how many doors are opened up for many laborers in India, Nepal, is I think these people took this point seriously, these laborers or believers who began years ago with me seriously. And it's not because of our fleshly smartness, wisdom, and hunger or whatever it could be, but just simply they obeyed this point and tapped into God's favor, like allowed God to open the windows of heaven, allowed God to abound all grace towards them. And those who are strong in this truth are communicating to those whom God is adding, such as should be saved, laborers being added to that person, the same thing they're committing onto these ones that God is adding. So this is something that we are to consider, because it's really through God's favor, God's grace, that we advance forward really in tremendous way, phenomenal way. God to work full time for us. We let God work full time, full force. And He's very clearly stated, it's not hidden. And that is that He's encouraging. Prove me, herewith said Jehovah of hosts, if I will not. And that's to the Old Testament time, Malachi. Now we have God's Spirit in us. Everybody has the Spirit of God in us. Everybody means those who confess with his her mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in his her heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Those ones have, that's the first step, receive the Holy Spirit, the power from on high, connection, the happy life, the grace, favored fathers, the Creator's favored life begins. So thanks, we say thanks when we are getting really good things free. We say thanks, and thanks be unto God, and more we will increase in our thanksgiving to God as we will continue this wonderful simple cycle of prosperity and health and the heavens happy life. Yesterday, 5 women leaders visited my home. One of them is the overseer, main person. Through her, these 4 others came, and through her, many others also came. Her name is Devi Shwari. One of them, everybody shared really wonderful sharing testimonies of their life, where they were. I think all of them had really challenges in their life, not happy life earlier. Devi Shwari, before she came to know the truth, lost one of her sons. That was great impact, negative impact, buried under sorrow, that got into depression and mentally incapable. So that kind of life she continued, I'm sure captivated by evil spirits, because she's totally focused in this sorrow that nobody could comfort her heart. But by God's mercy and grace, Jehovah sent his word, and she didn't share this testimony, but I knew this. She briefly shared. So she was able to receive God's truth, and then she was delivered and became strong, determined, and being fully persuaded kind of woman leader. Her words are strong, loving, but firm, steadfast, not being swayed, but steadfast, and always abounding in the work of Jehovah by God's grace And she definitely practices this fundamental point of honoring God, her women leaders too, their same way. And now she is moving forward in phenomenal way. And these four others, women leaders, visited my home first time. RT, one of the younger women, she was unwell since the wedding, marriage, 15 years ago. 12 years she was suffering from illness, completely bedridden, 12 years of her life. She had a daughter, so 16 years, okay, 16 years and 3 years before, so 13 years. She had one daughter. Her daughter is
12 years old.
She was unwell, couldn't do anything, basically. She was with her husband in her husband's home. And normally in India, traditional homes, the wife will come to the in-law's home. So father-in-law, mother-in-law would be there. And brothers, sisters, if they were unmarried, they would be there. Later on, daughter of that house get married, then she would move out to her in-law's place. And son may stay at that home, or the son, the second son, if they have, would move out to a new home. So something like that. During this terrible time, she could not do anything. She couldn't take care of the baby even. So she did not have part in raising her daughter. She felt so sad that she couldn't even do anything for her daughter. She couldn't do motherly thing for the daughter. Now she is fine and she is recovering that time with her. The daughter is not bitter at all. When she was 7 years old, from that time, she would take care of the mother, make tea, cook food for her, something like that. Not all the time. The mother-in-law did, and the auntie's mother would come, her another daughter will come to help clean the house. And meanwhile, the father-in-law, mother-in-law passed away. So Artie's mom will come and basically really took care and raise up the daughter. About 3 years ago, one of her aunts who went to a fellowship knew what God could do. So she told Artie's husband and Artie's mother to take her to this fellowship. So they decided to take her to that fellowship, and that fellowship is going on testimonies and so forth. And at the end, people left and so forth. They didn't immediately leave home. She and they wanted her to be healed, went asked the fellowship leader to heal her. So the fellowship leader simply said, "Oh, you look well. You're fine." He said these words, normally laying his hand upon her or commanding or whatever. He didn't do this at all. He just said, "Oh, you look well. You're okay." Then they took her back home. And from that day, she felt so well and able to get her body sit up and then started to be able to do things. And the appetite came, so she was healed. Basically, she was healed just like that. So that was 3 years ago, 2025. So 2020, 21, 22, around that time. So from that time, RT began to enjoy life and to really enjoy the fellowship time with the family, daughter, the life of tears, sorrow, hopelessness, to the joy and hope, and now she is a wonderful leader, laborer, and doing very well. And so many testimonies like that. God is really sending his word and healing them and deliver them from destruction. So we want to tap into all grace. God is not saying you can only have 20% of grace, which is pretty good, 20%. But God wants to abound all of his grace. And he has given the, for example, test, exam, examination, college examination, school test paper. The answer is already written. Hint is written. How to very easily evidence this benefit of availing God Almighty's all grace. Therefore, we, as far as I am concerned, I have decided many years ago, to do this thing, to honor God. This was something that I decided to do when I heard this benefit, and I never failed. Even if I get 50 cents, then I will set apart my honoring God portion. Like that, I did continue. Amount became bigger than set apart. And enjoying this benefit of God's favor. And I can see, like, really the atmosphere of God's favor. I cannot see God, not visible, but definitely the things become visible. Understanding, knowledge in all areas, and abounding unto every good work. So I wanted to share this point today.